In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Tony Bruschi. Today we're joined by criminal defense attorney Ari Shamoulian for discussion on the Alex Murdaugh case, specifically talking about all the mounting evidence that exists prior to the accusations of murder against Alex Murdaugh. The list is very, very long. If we go deep into it, we're talking about everything from the stealing of money from his clients and his firm, the mysterious death of his housekeeper and nanny, and then stealing that insurance money as well, to the boat crash, to many, many other incidents that, when added up together, don't necessarily look good, but at the same point, don't necessarily make someone a murderer either, based on those specific pieces of evidence. As a criminal offense attorney, Ari, how are you looking at this?
Well, from a defense standpoint, his checkered background is definitely concerning. The prosecution is going to argue that he's been suspected and has allegedly committed multiple crimes of moral turpitude. What that means is that he's a liar, right? So if he's lied in the past about things and has a spotty background, why should a jury believe that he's not lying in this case regarding the two killings? And that's what crimes of moral turpitude do. They really punch holes in someone's credibility, and it's used to attack their credibility and take them down and find them guilty. So that's, as a defense attorney, that's definitely concerning here.
It would be a hard road, basically an uphill battle, if you're going to try and defend a character like him. In this case specifically, what have you seen thus far that the defense has some grounds to push on and put in front of a jury?
Well, the first thing that the defense could attack is there's allegedly blood spatter that was found on an article of clothing. The state, while they were testing this blood spatter on this clothing, have compromised the clothing itself. So now the defense can't do some independent testing on the clothing. So they're going to be able to attack that. They're going to say, hey, it's a one-sided investigation. We as a defense never had an opportunity to do our own independent testing. And if you want to take someone's freedom away for potentially life, don't you think we should have an equal opportunity to do it also? The next thing that the defense is likely going to argue is the amount of circumstantial evidence on this case, right? Mm-hmm. There isn't too much direct evidence that points to him doing it. There isn't a video camera that captured the murder. It's all circumstantial evidence. So the defense is going to say, listen, the absence of evidence here, the direct evidence, should go towards finding a not guilty verdict here. Had there had been more direct evidence, DNA, video, an admission, a confession, then you should find him guilty. And that's not really here in this case yet, at least.
How was the clothing compromised in the investigation? Could you speak to that further?
So anytime there's blood spatter on a clothing, the state has to do various testing on it. They have to use chemical reagents and test it. And they have to confirm that it's blood, right? They got to rule out that it's not ketchup, it's not some other type of bodily fluid or other substance. So in this case, the substance that has been used on the clothing has compromised the clothing to the point where the defense can't do their independent testing. And I don't know the specifics of what exactly has been compromised. My belief on it is there was so little blood spatter on this shirt that the amount that they tested, those little pieces, they can't retest it again. There isn't any supplemental pieces for the defense to use to test.
Okay, that makes sense. The other question I had about that is because Alex Murdaugh is the one who called 911 when the allegation is he found his wife and son there brutally murdered. Wouldn't it be a fair argument to say that if you were to find someone there brutally murdered, your wife and child, that you would get blood on you simply by being at the scene? And I know that has been some of the argument. If he went there and, you know, he was, you know, hugging them or holding them or trying to check for signs of life, that doesn't necessarily make you a murderer. How are they determining what piece of DNA is something from a crime versus someone from a concerned loved one who's there to be by his family as they've obviously been brutally murdered?
It's a very good question. And there's a big difference between blood splatter versus smearing. Smearing occurs if you find a loved one and you want to perform CPR, you get close on them and the blood smears on you, versus where blood spatter, it's the angle of the blood that gets on your clothes shows the trajectory and the angle of the blood. And that would suggest if there's the splatter that you were there when the blood was actively coming out versus trying to perform CPR where it would smear on you. And he's denied altogether being there at the time of the murders. So the fact that there's splatter on him is directly contrary to someone that's not there. The splatter would tend to show someone who's in close proximity that gets shot and the blood splatters on someone at that trajectory.
So almost, I mean, in a simpler term, it would be almost like, okay, you're standing next to where a water balloon exploded versus pouring a cup of water on you. Two different ways that the water would hit you and affect its trajectory on your clothing, the way it would be dripping on you, same sort of thing with blood.
Exactly. And the amount of it present, right? If you're there and you're really trying to help someone, it would be inconsistent to have little pieces of blood here and there. It would be more than what was on this clothing that was tested.
When we're talking about motive, it seems like it's a shocking stretch that someone would go from being a family that supposedly loves one another, protects one another. We know that that has been going on for quite some time. With the Murdaugh family, you know, even to be above the law in many cases in that small community. That's where it gets a little more hard to believe. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here on this. How do you argue that someone has the ability to go from looking out for his son, protecting him in many ways from when the boat crash happened, to then suddenly deciding that the best trajectory for Alex going forward is to murder his wife and son? What kind of motive would they be arguing for that?
So the state, the government, is the one that's going to be arguing motive.
Yes.
And the idea behind motive is, what is the reason behind someone committing a crime? And in this case, the state's going to argue that there is multiple ongoing investigations, and the only way Murdaugh could prevent himself from getting taken down in these investigations was to eliminate his wife and son. So that is the motive behind it. Then there's other circumstantial reasons that could definitely come up that the state could argue, but the fact that he's being investigated and he wants to protect his reputation, his identity, right? You have all these police officers that have responded to this scene, and this family is so well known. Multiple officers had to recuse themselves from this investigation. He believed he was untouchable in this case, right? But that motive is there, and the state is going to definitely say this was his motive, his means and reason for killing his wife and son.
When we're talking about the means and the reason for killing his wife and son, and to such an extreme, and the power that he wielded in that that county and that area, is there any concern that there still is power there, that there is maybe not necessarily directly from Alex Murdaugh, but the person doesn't necessarily operate in a vacuum alone? Is there concern at all that there's others that will somehow compromise this case or be more for Alex Murdaugh to help get him off on this case than should it was, you know, Joe Blow that gets accused of doing something like this?
I agree. I think there's definitely a concern. The Murdaugh family has generations of attorneys, generations of solicitors that were involved in the government and prosecutions there. So anyone that's involved in this case, if there's any type of ties in relation to the Murdaugh family, should recuse themselves. And you better believe that there's going to be an independent agency along with other people of the public that are going to scrutinize to see whoever's involved in this case. Is there any type of connections between them? And if they don't recuse themselves and they're a part of this case, despite that type of relationship, you better believe they're going to get in trouble for it.
Has there been anything to your knowledge thus far of that nature where someone has not recused themselves or something that could be looked at after the fact, if in fact he is found guilty, that they could go with an appeal on? I know we just earlier talked about that piece of evidence that, you know, was compromised. Could that be grounds if it's being presented in court for an appeal or another trial? Again, should he be found guilty or anything else that stands out to you thus far?
So a case that, you know, I don't have any cases off the top of my mind where there was a prosecutor that didn't effectively recuse themselves, resulting in a conviction. But let's say in this case, that is the issue here, or there's some type of conflict of interest where someone doesn't recuse, that could definitely be grounds for an appeal. And if the Murdaugh family or himself does the appeal, he has to prove why this wasn't a harmless error. Why was this failure to recuse material to the case, and what is the valid grounds for disturbing the conviction based on a jury of 12, right? The law doesn't like to reverse a jury's decision. So there has to be a compelling reason showing the failure to recuse. We should disturb that jury's verdict.
Ari Shamoulian, thank you for your insight into the case and giving us those thoughts. Keep it here for more on the Alex Murdaugh trial, continuing coverage, and hour by hour audio from the courtroom as we have it for you day by day here on the Alex Murdaugh Trial podcast. For all of us at True Crime Today, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary. In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary. In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary. In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.